We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we had started a discussion of Bishul. We discussed that Bishul is taking something, either a food that was raw and cooking it, or a liquid and bringing it up to the point of Yatzaledes Bo, or taking something hard and softening it, or soft and hardening it. We discussed the measurement of Yatzaledes Bo. I got to look up Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says 43 degrees centigrade. He said over here 40 is Yatzaledes Bo. And now we're up to the next point. In order to transgress the prohibition of cooking on Shabbos, you don't actually have to cook full force. You don't have to do a complete act of cooking from raw to cooked food. Even if we do something that's supportive to the cooking. So if we would do something supportive, as we'll see right now, then that would be transgressing cooking. Al ken, mi shemihera bishul, v'hainu, kigonim kreva kdeira shetia yoter sumcha la'esh. Let's say your pot is not fully cooked. You have a chulin, and it's half raw. So now, Friday night, after you clear everything off the plata, you take the chulin and shift it to a hotter place on the fire. So basically what you've done is you've made it cook more quickly. So that's also prohibited. You'll say, but it was on the fire. Right, but it was in a place where it would have cooked maybe by tomorrow afternoon. You shifted it and it'll cook by 6 o'clock in the morning. That's called cooking. So that's one example. So again, if I have a pot that's not yet fully cooked, so this is where it really comes up. You decide you're going to cheat. Friday night, you come to the chulin, you take off the lid, and you want to take out a little bit of the beans, a little bit of chunt, a little bit of meat. You take it out, and suddenly you see the beans are still raw. The potato is still raw. So okay, by tomorrow morning it'll cook. What do you want to do? You want to put back the lid. But there are two problems. Number one, by taking out some of the chulin, you're causing the rest of the chulin to cook more swiftly. That in and of itself is a problem. Number two, you're mixing it. That's another problem, mixing something on the fire. Number three, putting back the lid is a problem. When the food is not fully cooked, so then by my putting the lid back on, I'm causing it to cook fully, I'm causing it to cook better. So the whole idea that we take off a lid, put back a lid, take out food or not, is either when it's fully cooked, that's usually when I'm allowed to do it. We'll see a few more details as we go on. Yeah.
Slowing down the cooking process and speeding it up.
When you take out your spoon.
So you're doing it, whether you're interested or not.
Right.
So saying most things on Shabbat depend on what your intention is.
Unless it's a direct, immediate, must happen cause. If it's a direct cause, then we say it's obvious you did it.
Also, in this case, if you did that, is the whole thing not kosher anymore?
That's another question. So that's a question, when I do transgression with food on Shabbos, does it prohibit the food? So here it depends if you did it on purpose or not. Depends if it's for you or for someone else. Oh, in this instance, for example, it would have cooked anyways. It's just a question that it cooked more swiftly, so we could rely on the gra that says that when it was by mistake, then you are allowed to enjoy it on that Shabbos. Because there's a machlok shulchan aruch gra, we didn't get to it yet. What happens if someone does something on Shabbos? You're a guest at someone's house and you see them take the cold soup and put it on the plant the Shabbos morning, or some other transgression. So when it's done by mistake, we can sometimes rely on the gra that you'd be allowed to enjoy it.
But he's a Yemenite and you're a guest, then you're not.
So you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. There are different opinions on that. Back to the halachos. So, so let's say you have a hot water urn and the water hasn't yet boiled. You can't take out water, because by you taking out water, you're causing the water to cook more quickly. The same would be if you want to cover a pot that's on the fire. You can't cover it if it hasn't finished cooking. It's got to be edible. It's got to be fully cooked. So here, this again is something people have to be careful about, because Friday night, very often, you're in a rush, especially if it's the winter, so it's very tempting to put up the chulin, and it's not fully cooked, so then you got to be careful not to deal with it. If it's not fully cooked, wait till tomorrow morning. You shouldn't be doing anything with it, because any moving it and covering it and all that can be a biblical prohibition. So that's why the general rule is that we don't take anything off the fire unless we're sure it's fully cooked. And the same is true with putting the lid back on. We have to be certain that it's fully cooked, because otherwise we won't be able to put the lid back on. So this all goes under the category of what's called in halacha megis. Megis literally means to mix. So we're not allowed to mix something that's not fully cooked. If I have a chiln on the flame and it's only partially cooked, the bottom part is cooked. By my mixing it, everything will get cooked. That's all prohibited. Okay. So that's...